Hello, everyone. I'm Jake DeLorco, Dean of Enrollment at the Loomis Chaffey School. Our admission team is proud to share this thoughtful content created by former Dean of Enrollment, Amy Thompson. While Amy has transitioned from her role at Loomis, her voice and insights continue to reflect the vibrant life and culture of our school. If what you hear resonates with you, we'd love to continue the conversation. Please don't hesitate to reach out to our admission office. We're here to help you explore all that Loomis has to offer. And now, enjoy.
I am super excited to be here today speaking with four students about the boarding experience at Loomis Chaffey and specifically about what it's like to live in a boys' dorm. Thank you so much for taking the time during your busy school day to sit down with us and talk a little bit about boarding at Loomis. So why don't we just start, first of all, and just go around the table and have each of you introduce yourselves to our audience.
Hi, I'm Declan. I'm a sophomore here. A few things that I do on campus is I hang out with my friends in the quad, which is the center part of campus, and I go into study rooms with my friends, and I go down to the baseball field most of the time, and I have lived in only Harmon.
Hi, my name's Eli. I'm a junior boarder from Glastonbury, Connecticut. On campus, I'm a member of the ski team and the step team, and I've lived in all three underclassmen boys' dorms, so Harmon, Kravis, and now Carter.
Hi, I'm Aiden. I'm a sophomore here at Loomis, and some things I do on campus are student council, Model UN, and I'm on part of the golf team. And I've lived in Carter and now Colbert.
And Colbert, of course, is our newest dormitory that just opened, named after our just retired head of school, Dr. Sheila Colbert.
My name's CJ. I'm a junior boarder from Waterford, Connecticut. On campus, I'm a tour guide. I'm also on the football and lacrosse team. This is my second year. I'm a junior.
All right. So one of the things that I already love about this conversation that we're going to have is that it sounds like everybody's had some very different types of experiences across different dormitories at Loomis. So the first thing I'd like to just jump right into is just your journey towards Loomis Chaffey. You know, how did you end up here? Why did you look at boarding schools? I know you're from different areas of the country and you've had different backgrounds. And so I'm wondering if someone would like to just jump right in and talk a little bit about how you ended up at Loomis. How did you become a Pelican?
I can start. So when I first started looking into boarding school, I learned a lot about myself as a learner, which first drew me to boarding school, wanting the smaller class sizes, living on campus, having the faculty on campus to help me when I needed it. You also got the best athletics on campus, which was another thing that drew me to Loomis, specifically the lacrosse team, and then earning a role in the football team. It's just a great spot. All the coaches are super helpful. And then also you get the best academics. The resources that they have for me, like I said, was a big thing that drew me here. And it definitely has helped me prepare myself for college, which is coming around the corner sooner than I can believe it. And I can definitely see myself well prepared and still learning about myself. And then athletically, I think it's the best experience that you could ask for as a student athlete. So
thank you for sharing that with us, CJ. And just to follow up on that for a moment, did you have any experience or your family have any experience with boarding schools before you started looking at boarding schools?
My grandfather went to Suffield Academy a long time ago, but for the rest of my family, we're all come from a small town. Public school. So it was definitely an adjustment that not many of us were familiar with, but the process was definitely super helpful. Loomis was definitely super helpful with my family's adjustment because it's a big adjustment for not just me, but my family.
Right. And we're actually going to get into, I think, some advice for families around navigating what it's like to have a student at a boarding school maybe a little later in the conversation. So thank you for that. For the rest of you, did any of that sound familiar to your own journey or different?
I had a completely different journey. Before Loomis reached out to me, I had zero clue that boarding school was even a thing. Mm. I had no past experiences. And when McKillop reached out to me, I was like, yeah, sure, I'll go check it out.
And just to clarify, that would be our baseball coach.
This would be our baseball coach.
Yes, got it.
And he helped me through this process a lot. Like, he helped me create who I wanted to be. And he really sold the school really well. And by doing what he did, it made me feel welcome here. And it really just opened me up to new experiences She also helped with financial aid as well.
Right. So the idea of boarding school wasn't even in your mind at all, it sounds like, or your family's experience at all. And it was really through your interest in athletics and a particular relationship that you had, you know, through the process with a coach and through Loomis making it affordable for your family to attend, that made it a place for you to go. So has it been different or similar to what you thought it was going to be, Declan?
In the beginning, it was a lot different due to like more freedom, but overall it's pretty similar to just like a normal school day. Like once you get adjusted to it, you become like just open to everything, and it's just a very good environment due to just who you have around.
Yeah, so we're going to talk about that a little bit too, because you're living with with most of the people who are around, right? Okay. And Eli, I know that your journey was a little bit different to the boarding world, so maybe you could talk a little bit about that as well.
Yeah, so for middle school, I already went to private school, so I was already pretty familiar with the smaller class sizes. My sister had already gone to Loomis before me, and I was kind of able to see her grow as a person, mostly at an individual aspect and just kind of being able to support yourself. And I really enjoyed that. And I want to see that kind of reflect in myself. So that's why I chose Loomis.
And Aiden, does that sound familiar or not?
Sort of. So both of my siblings, they took the public school route all the way to college. So I was on that path. And then the high school near me is like really big. It's like, I think it's 4,000 kids, which is huge. Class sizes were getting up near 30, and it just wasn't what I wanted. So I was looking at some private schools near me, and one of them happened to be a boarding school, Lake Forest Academy. And I was like, if I'm going to look at Lake Forest Academy, then I should expand my horizon to other boarding schools as well. And one of those schools that I ended up looking at was Loomis. And right when I arrived on campus, I fell in love with it.
Excellent. You got the Pelican vibe, the Pelican pride right away.
Exactly.
Did all of you pretty much know that Loomis was where you wanted to be? Or, you know, did you kind of come to that decision on the later side? Or was your decision similar to Aiden in terms of just knowing pretty much right away that this is where you wanted to be?
I mean, I think for me, I knew that like it was a no-brainer, but I think it was just an overall tough decision for me. But I was definitely looking back, like I knew like either way, I came from public school as well, like either way I was gonna leave and have to adjust to something and learn. But I think that definitely looking back, I made the right decision for myself.
So moving on then and talking about that adjustment specifically, moving back to, okay, you've made the decision, you're coming to Loomis Chaffey, you know, you're going through the summer and those first days of orientation are starting to come up and you're probably starting to get a little nervous about, you know, moving into Loomis, and then orientation is here and you are learning about how to adjust. Can you take us back to that time and talk a little bit about the transition for you and how that went?
Orientation for me, like before, it was super nerve-wracking. Like when they brought all of the students into the library to talk about like how the school works, I was like, I have no clue what's going on. Right. But like then they took us out into the fields with all of the students here, and one of the kids who was in my group is actually my roommate now and my best friend who goes here, Jackson Strand. And you really click with everyone very quickly, and it's very fast, like relationships. Mm-hmm. So it's very easy to adjust, and the schoolwork just honestly just smooths through very quickly. It's very easy transition.
Other thoughts about that?
And just to add, I think that especially being in a dorm, the dorm community really helps you get integrated into the school life like really fast, especially with study hall. They help out being able to manage getting your work done, and then also just the connections you make living with other people.
Anything in particular that you can remember that happened during orientation related to your boarding experience in terms of how do you even learn to live independently by yourself?
I mean, during the orientation, I think it was just, I came in as a new sophomore and my roommate was also a new sophomore. So we were both kind of in the same boat. We had met each other through lacrosse, luckily, before coming to school. So we knew of each other. So we weren't going in completely unknew. But I think we were both kind of in it together, and we both kind of helped each other get on the same schedule, hold each other accountable a little bit. In terms of schoolwork, we had that time at night that we learned about during orientation, that the whole school is in study hall, so that's the right time to get your homework done. And you don't feel like you're missing out on anything, so it's a good time to prioritize your homework based on those hours at night when everyone's in the same boat to really get your schoolwork done then, so you can focus on getting sleep, because the next day is just as packed with athletically and academically. So using that time to prioritize was definitely something I didn't really understand until I got to Loomis, but I definitely enjoy that time to be able to lock in my room and get what I need to get done.
Building on the idea of like dorm life and stuff like that, I remember when I first came to Loomis, for every little thing, I would ask my prefects about it. I would be like, how do I do this? How do I do that? And I would say they were definitely a great resource, and they were willing to help me out because that's what they're there for. And also, I feel like everyone, even if I didn't ask a prefect, if I just asked a friend or a sophomore who has been here for a year, they were super helpful, and they were willing to help me. And that was really nice.
Excellent. So you mentioned two things I want to follow up on, the three of you so far, which is, first of all, the roommate experience. And second of all, the support that you have in the dormitory from your peers, but also there's adults in the dormitory as well to provide support too. So first, let's talk a little bit about roommates. How did you adjust to living with someone else?
I love it. Throughout my whole time at Loomis, I don't think I'll ever want to be in a single. I love being with someone and being able to hold each other accountable. We're both lucky because my roommate and I both play lacrosse. So we both can be like, we're going to the field at this time. So we're both not just like sitting in our room playing video games. We're both determined. And then even outside of your roommate, there's plenty of people in your dorm that are there for you to hang out with. If you're kind of don't want to be with your roommate right now, you can go to another room and hang out with them, or go to the common room, or even visitate another dorm. It's such a big community that I didn't even realize until you step outside and get to know people. Everyone's super engaging and helpful.
And also having a roommate is like having a built-in best friend always. For me, that was honestly probably the greatest experience for me, because it was meeting someone completely new, had completely different interests from me, and was honestly the nicest kid. And I couldn't really have been more thankful for a better roommate than that. And then after your first year, you get to pick your next roommate, who I picked Strand as my roommate. And now I don't think I'll ever want to have a different roommate than him.
Shout out to Strand. Yeah. Eli, you're nodding as Declan's talking.
I agree with both what CJ and Declan had said. But my freshman year, I had an amazing roommate. We're still friendly and friends with each other. We had different interests, but we obviously got along really well. Loomis sends out like a customization form of like, if you're more of a night person, more of a day person, they paired us up perfectly. We both definitely enjoyed staying up a little bit more than getting up in the morning. But after that, they also do have the availability to have a single the year after. I find that I just live better by myself, because that's what I'm used to at home.
Yep.
And so I was able to be provided with a single room, and I'm really grateful for that. Loomis gives you a lot of flexibility in your dorming life.
In terms of the others who are in the dorm to help you, you know, first of all, the role of the prefect, which Aiden, you mentioned, the prefects are typically the juniors who live in the dormitory, in the underclass dormitory as leadership positions. And maybe you could talk a little bit more about the roles of prefects in the dormitory or RAs in the dormitory, and or, and Eli, this makes sense for you to talk a little bit about, but also if you could talk a little bit about just dorm faculty, you know, your dorm heads and the dorm affiliates and the adults in the dorm who provide support for you as well.
So I'd be happy to talk about prefects and RAs. I'm currently a prefect, and shout out to Carter Hall.
Shout out to Carter Hall.
Yes. Some of the things we do is just kind of be there for the students, you know, support. Sometimes we'll do like mental check-ins just to make sure that everything is going well with integrating into Loomis, especially for new students and freshmen. And also just being there to help them out, whether it's with homework. We'll hang out in the common room all the time. So Carter has a really big on ping pong. So after study hall every night, we're always playing ping pong. And just being there as like a role model and somebody that the students can go to for whenever they need help.
Excellent. What about the adults who are in the dormitories since you've been in the various dorms at Loomis? What kind of role do they serve, CJ?
Coming to Loomis, definitely leaving your parents is definitely an adjustment, but I think the dorm faculty on campus definitely made that adjustment a lot easier. Seeing someone every single night, an adult figure, definitely helps to be able to just check in. How are you doing? How's your day? What do you have tonight? Every single night from around 7 to 10:30, 11, someone's on duty in the dorm. So just to be able to have that relationship with someone. Every single day throughout the week, it's someone different normally. So you get to see someone a little different. And it's normally a variety of positions on Loomis too. So some nights it might be a math teacher. So I'll get help from math some nights from that teacher. But then full time, there's also families that live inside the dorm that have younger kids, pets. So to see like young kids running around sometimes is fun to be able to talk to them. As well as pets, the dogs will be running around. There's dogs all over campus, which just makes you feel at home, which is just great to see.
Not just with the pets, but also like the children that the dorm families will have. Yeah. I know I have a younger brother at home. And so being able to like see like somebody who kind of like resembles my younger sibling in the dorm is always like comforting and makes it feel like home.
Yeah.
I was going to say the dorm heads are all super welcoming. They're a resource, and the adults that live in the dorm. When we have dorm meetings, Mr. Heckman, my dorm head, always starts with, "Hey guys, how are you doing?" And then if once like everyone says like, "I'm doing good," then we kind of start going into dorm business. And I would just say that that's like something that he always does, and that really makes me feel welcome, and it makes it feel like someone like cares.
Yeah, and I would love to follow up on that a little bit to talk about this idea of kind of like dorm bonding, right? And Eli, you mentioned like the ping pong, you know, and I know that there's different dorm activities that you do as a dorm. Can you talk a little bit about that? And I know you've been in some different dorms and some similar dorms, but can you give some examples for folks out there about like, you know, how do you bond as a group?
For example, one of those things that happened was last night.
Okay.
For Kent Day, each dorm makes a poster, and Harmon had the entire dorm gathered around the table making a poster. There was a lot of laughs, a lot of just enjoyment going on because everyone could like paint what they wanted to, let their own ideas out, and it was just a good bonding experience for the dorm.
Excellent. And of course, that would be our rival Kent, and the big spoon game is coming up soon, but which is a great Loomis tradition, which maybe we'll talk about on another podcast. but yeah, Kent, the whole Spirit Week and leading up to Kent Day is always a great bonding for the school. Yeah, Eli.
A little bit more about dorm bonding. I know in Harmon, which was my freshman year, we did dorm Olympics. So each prefect would have like their own team and their own group, and they would do stuff like relay races, dodgeball, basketball, stuff like that. A little bit different, but this year in Carter, we have like Carter basketball. So each prefect also does have their team and they compete against each other, but it's a little bit more strictly just basketball. And even if you don't like basketball, you are strongly encouraged to play. I know everybody has a lot of fun with it.
Right, because it's just for fun.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think in boys' dorms, it definitely can get a little bit competitive. But having like in Colbert Hall this year, we're doing like a trivia night right now. So it's been like every 2 weeks-ish, we're doing like a trivia night. We started the year at our new head of school's house as kind of like an introduction to her, starting our trivia there. And then every 2 weeks-ish, we've done another round of trivia. And then at the end of the trivia, which will probably be the end of the term, the winning group will win a gift card from Mr. Heckman. So that's pretty fun, something that we've been doing. But last year when I was in Carter, we did Carter basketball, which was super fun. My team looked forward to it every single week. It was just a great experience to kind of play with everyone in your dorm and get out. And
Okay, so I'd like to get a little bit into the more challenging aspects of learning how to live away from home and being independent. And, you know, we get a lot of questions around, you know, how does the school help students manage homesickness or, you know, learning how to, I mean, even some parents will ask about, like, how do they learn to do their laundry? I mean, you know, just the fact that you're not at home. So I'm wondering if you could talk a little bit about some of the things you've had to learn or some of the challenges that you've been through in being a boarding student.
Yeah, I think a lot of that can come from prefects, as well as older friends or even your dorm heads. But it also a big part to my adjustment was my advisor last year, who at the beginning of the year had a tough adjustment academically. It was definitely a different curriculum for most of my classes. Although they were smaller, it was definitely harder. But he really helped me realize that you're on campus, your faculty are there to help you, which I didn't really take advantage of at first. You need to do this. And I started taking advantage of it. I still take advantage of it. And I meet with my teachers all the time during study hall, during the day, learning how to use my free blocks. The Luma schedule is definitely different from my old school. Every single block at my old school, because it was public school, had something. So I always had to be somewhere. At Loomis, there might be a block from, like, this morning, this was my first thing. So I really didn't have class till 10:45. So do I sleep in till 10:45 or do I wake up and go to the library, go to the field? And what do I make with that time? Do I manage my time to get more sleep last night, to sleep in a little bit, but then do some homework this morning? I think all of that comes with experience. And I think a big part of that was my advisor helping me how to manage my time when I have my own time so I don't fall behind.
Aiden, you're nodding.
Yeah, I agree with all of that. The schedule is very different. And I know, like, I wouldn't be able to explain it right now because it's a little bit confusing. But once you see it all on paper, it makes sense. And I would say that during my free blocks, I've been starting to take advantage of those, like CJ has been, and really just trying to get homework done, stuff like that. Just really trying to get ahead in school and managing the curriculum and the academic rigor.
So it sounds like both of you are talking a little bit about this idea of just adjustment to managing your time, which is huge when you're then going to college, right?
Yeah. And I think also one thing to touch on with the study hall at night, which I really didn't like last year, but learned to really like, was the structured study hall as a freshman and sophomore, having your phone outside, door propped, the expectation to be at your desk and be actively working on something, whatever it is. I think coming in, and if I didn't have that, I would have been in a much worse situation. Kind of just, well, from 7:45 to 9:45, I have nothing. So I'm just going to sit on my bed and watch a show or something. But having that time to really learn how to use it as an upperclassman, you get some more flexibility and some more freedom. And I still try to put my phone face down on my desk or whatever it might be to use that time, knowing that everyone's in the same boat, to really try to get something done and be productive.
Yeah. So that's actually a really good point around kind of the structure when you first come and then being able to kind of like earn more independence around those things as you learn it. Eli, do you have something else to share about that?
Yeah. I, even as a junior who we don't necessarily still have study hall, I still find myself using that like 7 to 9, 2 hour time period to get my work done. I believe as a sophomore in your winter term, you have the availability to use the library. So you can always find me there during study hall. It's just a great space to get your work done. And even during the day, you can always feel free to use the library. And then also in dorms, you're allowed to kind of use the common room to work if you just want a place where you can get your work done with friends, if you're working on the same topic and just need some extra help with that. It's always great. They're really great for adjustment in the library. We have the QRC, which is the Quantitative Resource Center, and then the Writing Workshop Center.
Writing Studio,
mm-hmm. Yeah. Really great. So it's basically student tutors who have taken the same course that you need help with. I find myself going there pretty often for some pre-calc help. And then also for my English essays, I'm always going to the writing studio just for some peer review, and just helping you kind of understand the topic a little bit better from a different perspective than your teachers.
Okay, so I know that we've talked a lot about transitioning to Loomis, but one of the transition points, of course, is over the weekends when you don't have classes, right? And what do you do with all that weekend time? And at Loomis is one of the schools that does not have Saturday classes. I'm going to wait for everyone to say to cheer right now. Yay. Okay. Yeah, we don't have Saturday classes at Loomis, JP. But that does leave some downtime on the weekends. So I'm wondering if you could talk a little bit about weekend activities. And of course, we have a town that you can walk right into as well. But, you know, I know there's some parents who are thinking right now, you know, what do you mean people can just leave campus? So can we talk a little bit about that?
So for Saturdays, generally how it works is depending on your after school activity, you might have an athletic competition on Saturday, or if you do like the play, for example, I think they meet on Saturday as well sometimes. And so your Saturday is kind of booked up with that. And then after or before that, you can go to the Snug, hang out with friends. I take Saturday as like my relaxed day. After like a long soccer game or something, I just want to relax. So I take advantage of that. And then on Sundays, I generally go to town with my friends. I like to go to the Bean and stuff like that early in the morning.
That's our local coffee shop, everybody. Yeah, it's about 15-minute walk, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or I like to go to Dom's,
which is our
diner.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And the way that works is if you're just going like a walking distance into town, there's this app called Reach on every boarding student's cell phone. And you can just sign in, sign out through the app and just say where you're going. And then once you get back on campus, you just sign in back to campus. So I would say those are really fun things.
I should also point out with that when family, just to clarify this, when families enroll at the school, we do ask parents to approve a number of permissions. So families have to give us permission to allow you to do certain things. And so that's kind of how that whole Reach thing happens. Yeah. Eli, go ahead.
Yeah. I could talk a little bit about like more about going off campus. It's amazing here at Loomis because we have a train station right next to the school, right, and like a 10-minute walk. It's right in downtown Windsor. Mm-hmm. So an example of that is a couple weekends ago, I decided that I would take the train to New York with some of my friends for the day. So we got up super early, left at around 6 a.m., mm-hmm. got back around 9 p.m. Obviously a very tiring day, but just having that availability for public transportation so close to Loomis is amazing.
Yes. And of course, you had to have your parents' permission to do that, correct?
Of course.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. What about like evening activities on the weekends or like STUAX kind of stuff or clubs or activities that are going on if you can't leave campus?
Yeah. So, I mean, STUAX is great. They every single week they'll send out around Wednesday or Thursday on our daily bulletin, which we get every single day. Just kind of like a newsletter type thing about what's going to go on for the weekend. So every single weekend, there's something going on. Sundays, there's normally some activities as well as like a snack Sunday. So in the Snug, there's like some type of snack that you can go and pick up. Most Friday nights and Saturday nights, there's a trip maybe somewhere. If not, I know this past Sunday, there was like a pickleball tournament that you can go and sign up for. It's just, there's always something going on. And to take advantage and have that resource is great. Cause that's also a way to meet new people, as well as just to go with your friends, just to do something. So to be able to have that is great.
And of course, the weekend after last, we had our epic Pelican Games competition. Yeah. Does anybody want to talk a little bit about what that is?
I can talk about that. That was great. That was just a great opportunity for the whole school to go out and compete. We get split up into four different teams: green, orange, yellow, and purple. And so when you first come in, you'll get a shirt with that color. And then it was Friday night, everyone goes out to the field in their color. And we'll do a variety of games, competitions like tug of war, relay races, World Cup soccer. And it's a fun time for you to represent your color. You can take it as seriously or as relaxing as you want it. And it's a fun time for the whole school to get out and compete and have fun.
Yeah. And it's one of those few things I think that, you know, all the adults on campus are on teams too. So it's kind of fun. Go purple. Just want to say, but yeah, so it's something that the whole school gets into as kind of a full community wide event. So one of the things I think is really interesting as we're talking about kind of this transition and challenges is really about learning how to learn. And CJ, you kind of talked about that at the very beginning, like learning how you learn as a learner and how you can do that independently. And Declan's nodding too. Like, this is a big part of what being in boarding school is all about, and learning how to do that independently before you go to college. Did any, on the flip side of things, the social side of things, did any of you experience any kind of homesickness at all? Or was it like right in all the way? It's just, it's, you know, the pace of life at Loomis didn't really make you homesick for friends, or, I mean, I'm sure you were homesick for your families, but can anybody have any of that experience? Aiden?
So I'd say during orientation, I said goodbye to my parents in the morning. They were still on campus. They were kind of just finishing up my room and stuff like that. I think they might have been meeting some teachers. I'm not entirely sure what they were up to. But during orientation, I really just didn't have much time to think about home and missing home and stuff like that, because we were playing ping pong in the snug with other students. And we were playing yard games and stuff like that with other students and getting to know each other. And that was really when I immersed myself in the orientation process, it was really helpful to kind of not forget about home, but just not miss it as much, right, and become homesick.
Right. You were very present in what was happening at the moment.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. So when did any homesickness hit?
I would say when school kind of started, because the first couple of days of school, you're going over the syllabus, things are slowly starting to ramp up, but not going super quickly. Sometimes after school, once I'm done with my activity, I would get a little homesick in between then and dinner.
Downtime.
Downtime is definitely a big one. But then now I quickly find myself doing homework or going to the snug, hang out with friends, watching a movie, just taking up that time with things that I enjoy, so that I don't miss home as much. And honestly, I call my parents, I call my family, and that has also been helpful.
Yeah. So let's jump on that a little bit more. What type of communication do you continue to have with your family at home? Is it kind of routine, or is it just as needed? Or can you talk a little bit about that?
It's very easy to keep in touch with your parents. It's not like prohibited or anything. You can text them whenever, you can call them whenever. And I'm sure your parents would be very happy to hear your voice again.
We definitely talk a lot as needed. Just checking in with my siblings or my sister as well. My grandparents I talk to periodically too. And I think it's nice to know that they miss me. They talk to me a lot. And right now, going through lacrosse, kind of the recruiting process, I was able to be with them this past weekend, traveling. So we spent the whole weekend together, which was great. And checking in, just like, where's the process going? What might be coming up? It's definitely nice that they're always there for me.
So knowing that it's pretty easy to stay connected, is there any particular advice as we're kind of wrapping up a little bit to think about for parents or for students who are listening to this and thinking about boarding schools and whether or not they end up at Loomis Chafee or not? Like, looking back on yourselves when you were looking at what you knew then and what you know now, what advice might you have for people listening to the podcast around boarding life in boarding schools?
I think the big thing for me was just trying to figure out a balance. I mean, coming from public school, like, I knew whether I stayed, I was gonna be like, oh, like, I wish, what would happen if I win? Or if I win, I'd be like, oh, like, I'm missing out on seeing my friends do this. And I think you just have to figure out what's gonna be the best for you. Like, you're gonna go through many stages in life, and just trying to figure out what's going to set you up best for what you want and that end goal. And then within that, where do you best see yourself? As soon as I stepped on a campus, like many people in this room, I knew that this was the place for me. From the people, from the students, from the faculty, to just the campus, I knew that I was going to succeed, and I could see myself here. As soon as I stepped on campus, I could see myself going to town. I could see myself going to the dining hall, which I loved. I could see myself in the dorms. I could see myself on the field. Like, I could picture myself. And I think that that's a important thing to do, is just to see where you see yourself in a community that best fits you.
I would say throughout the admissions process, do your research on each school. I know for me, I was like looking on like Instagram and TikTok, seeing what students are posting and stuff like that, which seems a little bit like stalkerish, but I was genuinely curious.
Yeah.
And I would also say, don't take your tour lightly. The tour is super important in the sense that you really get to know the school and you really get to know the types of students that go there, and you get to know the faculty a little bit if you see them teaching their classes. The admissions officers, you get to really know the school. And I would say that the tours definitely differentiated kind of the rankings in the schools in my head.
Thank you for that shout out for the tour. And I'd like to give a shout out as well for those listening that we have a great podcast that just came out a couple of episodes ago with two of our head tour guides about how to take a tour. So if you haven't heard that yet, check that one out. Okay. So
I guess my main thought would be trust your child.
This is advice for the adults. Yeah. Trust your child. Okay.
I toured, I think, two or three schools, and I already went to a private school before that also had a high school that I could continue on to go to. But I think my parents allowed me to have the flexibility and choose what I wanted. And I can confidently say that Loomis was the right choice. And just kind of feel out the campus once you get there. It's really helpful to reach out to people who go there and ask them for their opinions on the school.
Yeah.
And just trust your child.
Yeah.
My best advice for both parents and students is give it time. Mm-hmm. With parents, like, you're going to realize like what new life is like. And you're probably going to be like a little bit overbearing at the beginning. Mm-hmm. But kids, you just have to remember that like they are your parents. They are going to miss you. And if you just give them time to like realize what really is going on, same with students, like they're going to be changing at the same time because they're in a completely new environment. Booth sailing.
Yeah. No, I think that's all of that is great advice. And I think great advice, regardless of whether or not people end up at Loomis Chafee or not, you know, this idea about doing your research, knowing yourself, having patience with the process and patience with yourself and others around you. Taking advantage of the opportunities and all of the resources available to you and learning how to do that. And just letting things unfold as they're going to unfold and understanding that there's growth in this process for everyone, students and parents alike. And in communities, because we change every year. You know, we graduate a whole group of students and we bring in a whole new group of students. And so schools are not static. They're dynamic. It's one of the reasons why I love being at a school, in particular at Loomis, and it's because of students like you. So I just want to thank you again for taking the time to talk with our prospective Pelicans today. And this is Amy Thompson. I hope you've enjoyed our conversation. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening.